You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax
welcome.
The Podcast. You are getting another DIY construction renovation episode. We did this a couple weeks ago where we were painting something in Maisie's room. I don't even remember. And now we're building a bookshelf. Eric was saying that he was reading the comments, and there was a lot of comments that were saying that you guys wanted
to... There was two.
Oh, okay. So there's two comments
like,
that said
yeah.
We should do this. I'm nervous about this because I feel like it takes a lot of concentration to follow the instructions of these types of things.
Right.
And it's hard to have a conversation when you're super concentrated on, you know, drilling in the right holes and whatnot. So anyway, I'm building a bookshelf. We had a whole, at our last house, we had a whole entire like room, or as the kids called it, the bridge.
Yeah, Cole said, I would love a podcast.
Cole Young said,
I would love a podcast where you guys are putting a piece of furniture together. I know how my husband and I work together on projects, so I feel like it could be a roller coaster.
Oh God. Well, here we go.
And here we go.
We do usually split the project. Like, it's very, very rare that Eric and I work on a project together. So with everything we've been doing in the house, it's been very... I think the only thing we've done together was when we were filming an episode. And we were painting the trim or whatever we were doing that day.
Divide and conquer.
We really are dividing and conquering.
I'm drinking straight Coca-Cola.
This goes on top of that.
In what fashion?
You'll see the pegs I put in that. See, this is not going to be interesting to listen to you guys.
No, it will be.
Because you're just going to hear me go, put this in that hole.
Stop Let's being
this
self-deprecating.
In this hole.
Which
it's
is,
just going to be a lot of hole talk.
Which is the front. Hole talk. We're talking about hole. Oh, this looks like that would be the back because it has
That's
the backing.
That's correct. You did it.
So all these holes are going to be in the front?
Girl, I'm just following the instructions.
Colleen.
Yes.
When I was just out of college and I had roommates, mm-hmm. And we had to furnish our place. Mm-hmm. We went to the IKEA in Burbank, California.
Okay.
For furniture, usually, because it was what we could afford. And we would do a thing where we would throw away the instructions on purpose.
That's, you know what? You still do that, don't you?
And we would drink, throw away the instructions, and see if we could build it without any instructions. And it was so fun and so satisfying when you would conquer that.
That sounds...
Lingonberry sauce.
It sounds like my
meatball
literal
place.
Hell.
You gave me this and said, put it on top.
It matches the other, turn.
So this would
be the back.
It matches
the other ones below. Anyway, I thought, we're not going to do what you just said. That's a horrible idea for right now.
Not a horrible day for
you guys in the moment. I'm sure that was very fun for you.
What?
Oh,
yes.
To do that then, but.
I think I figured it out.
See this?
But I didn't even look at the instructions. Oh my gosh. See how satisfying this is when I don't even know what I'm doing?
I told you what to do with it.
You said put it on top, but I was given a board, four sides, different knobs.
Who needs to relax for you this week, love? You tell me.
It's for this week. It's me. It's Colleen versus things.
Mm. Wasn't that what it was last week?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm just checking my iPhone nudes because I don't have my handy dandy.
You're checking
notebook.
Your iPhone nudes?
So the first thing I want to talk about is that when we first went through inspections, the one thing, sorry, that's annoying. The one thing that that was blatantly clear during our inspections with our realtor and the inspectors was like, you have some old ass air conditioning units. They're very old. They're about to blow. Mm-hmm. You know, take it easy on these air conditioning units or replace them or plan on replacing them like soon, you know, like they're at the end of their life cycle. Mm-hmm. You get into this house and yeah, it's hot outside, but you're like, you know what? 69.
Of course.
69, man.
No. Well,
and I think that's crazy.
You know what I think is crazy?
I'm a 72 man myself.
He thinks 72 is cold.
Have you seen that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where they talk about this?
No, but 72 is a hot summer day. Why? What are you hammering?
Oh my God,
I got scared. I was like, don't hammer.
Yeah, I know.
But you don't have to do that because we're going to put
the twisties in.
We'll put the twisties in.
I'm just making it more, it was kind of floating out.
Sure.
I'm a 72 man myself. Colleen here is a 69.
I'm a 69er,
baby. But you're just winging it that these things are going to live forever.
No, I'm not. To me, it's worth it. When they break, I'm paying for it to be fixed because air conditioner is a must in my life. Like, I literally can't live without it. So I can't live without it.
But, Colleen, we're in a heat wave. It's summertime. It's mid-August.
Yes, and I'm doing
manual labor
every day.
And I'm like, I need to put on a sweatshirt. I wore a sweatshirt last night.
Yeah, and that probably was very nice.
It wasn't because I'm like, the in-between of going outside, opening it, it's like, I shouldn't be. I was cold. I was
like
freezing cold.
Look how cute Daisy
is, by the way. She's very
cute. Can you put the camera on her? You don't know how to work that camera, do you? Do you know how to work? No, don't touch her. Don't touch her. You guys have to see Daisy if you're watching.
Is it just going to
mope around?
No, it is
not. Whoa, no. I have no idea what you're filming right now, but it's definitely not the cat.
It looks like it's aiming at the cat.
No. Oh, my God.
What's it aiming at?
So,
what are you thinking?
If you're not watching this episode, if you're only listening, please
come. Why would I not aim at the cat when I pointed at the cat?
You did. I don't know why you pointed it at.
That camera's like Johnny Five alive.
This is the cutest little muffin, Daisy. Oh, look at her. She's an angel, except she's a total wiener to the new kitten.
She flops for attention.
Are you okay? Hi. So, sorry, this episode is not going to be like, I feel so insecure about it, guys. I need to just let it go. But I do feel insecure that this episode's going to be kind of hard to listen to. I feel like I'd be frustrated listening to mixed mashed.
What are you trying to do? Are you trying to lower their expectations so that like...
No, I'm apologizing for like it for it being a hard listen.
Because what if they're liking it, but then like you keep telling them how bad it is, and they're like, oh, maybe this isn't good. Well, she keeps saying it isn't good.
I don't know. Then there we go.
Anyways.
I don't think I've ever convinced someone what to think, honestly.
You don't think you could live in a world...
Where there's no air conditioning? No.
At 74 degrees comfortably?
It depends on the breeze, and it depends on the humidity. But no, not in this house, like, you put it on 72 and you're like, it's cold. 72 to me, if I looked at the weather for the day and it said 72, I'd be like, oh, it's a hot summer day. That's what I would think. Oh my gosh, I should not be allowed to have
power tools. I think 72 is the perfect temperature.
When you're outside, when you're out at the beach, not when you're in your house and you want to get cozy in all your blankies in bed, that's too hot.
But in the summer, maybe you don't need like the full winter comforter. You know what I mean? Maybe you just need a quilt.
Yeah, no. Or I mean, we're not going to agree on this. And no one in the comments is going to agree with me either. Because
no, they might. I think they might.
No. But it is how I feel about it. I'm like very, very, I need air conditioning. I need to be freezing cold. And I need my drinks freezing cold too. I need it packed to the brimmity top with ice cubes. Like I need the most ice cubes that have ever existed. Which is why I have a hard time when I go to Europe, love. They don't like putting ice in things.
Right.
So what needs to relax?
But when you lived on the East Coast, did you like it when it was cold outside?
Yes.
I'm trying to think when we were in New York and it was like
dead
of winter. Like you kind of
no,
thrived.
I don't like that.
Well, you were kind of fun. You were kind of
no,
fine.
It's too dark and depressing.
I feel like I was miserable in the cold more than you were.
I like 72 degrees outside, love, just not in my house. That's too hot.
You're risking these air conditioners' lives.
That's fine. Happy to do it. I think they're doing fine. They're working very hard and they're doing a great job. Okay, so.
And then Colleen versus.
What?
Oh, do you have instructions for me?
No. Go ahead. Colleen versus what?
Colleen versus the door frame.
I ran into a door frame last week. Unfortunately. Well, I tripped. I didn't run into it. I tripped into a door
you
frame.
Slip and fall?
I tripped on a log that was meant to be in a snake enclosure. And I slammed into a door frame and it was very embarrassing. I got a deep bruise, but I'm fine.
Okay. From my perspective, like I was already stressed because I was going to the airport to pick up my parents because they were coming to visit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at the airport, like in like the line where you pick up people, like, you know what I mean? And there's people yelling at you that you can't park there or whatever. I got Flynn with me to pick them up. And then I get a text or call from you, panicked, saying that you've broken your arm.
Well, I didn't think I broke my arm. My mom thought
hospital,
I broke my arm.
And you're going to the ER, and you keep fainting.
Okay, that's not the series of events. I did not keep fainting. I fainted once, and yeah, I did fall on it, and it hurt so bad that I was like, oh no. I was alone with the twins, I panicked, so I started fainting, and then I panicked more because I was like, oh no, I can't faint when I'm with the twins, that's bad. And so then I had a panic attack, and the panic attack symptoms were confusing my brain with the symptoms of a broken bone or whatever. So I didn't know what was going on, but yeah, I'm fine. The only thing more deeply bruised than my arm was my ego. Yeah. I was very embarrassed.
Sorry, but, I thought you'd want to talk about that more. Who do you think needs to?
We can talk about more.
I feel like you started this project and you're already on step 11.
I don't know what step I'm on. I'm just trying to. I don't know if I'm doing this wrong or not, though. I'm trying to figure out if I'm putting this in upside down or not.
So I'm kind of just a passenger. I'm just kind of along for the ride on this bookshelf. Is this the same one we had at the old house?
No. Oh, don't change a page. No,
I'm looking ahead. You can't look ahead?
Well, we haven't done this page. Oh, you are such a rebel.
This sucks.
I'm a rule follower. Do you think these are, which way do you think this goes in here? Because there's like a top of it and a bottom of it.
It looks like they're at the top.
It's hard to tell, huh?
I look ahead?
No, I'm
not. Because I feel like ahead.
You wiener.
I feel like if I look ahead.
I need to look at the
calling
instructions.
Calling me a wiener is a good thing.
I need to look at the instructions.
I think they're not in the middle.
It's very confusing.
Well, how do they look when you put them on there? That's right.
But I don't know which way is the top and which way is the bottom. Sorry, guys.
I feel like this is crazy.
This is
not fun. If you're wondering what we're looking at.
Is this wrong?
It just looks like that.
I can't tell if this is the way this goes in or not.
I feel like this should be easier.
Yeah, that's what everything has felt like with this entire project. I think it goes that way. Wait, oh God.
Maybe it does for the top one. Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, but what if I'm wrong?
Because then you have like a little shelf on top, like a hiding place.
Well, I don't know which way the shelf goes. Is it this? It might be, I think it's on its side right now.
Wait,
it's three sections.
We have no bearings on reality whatsoever. It just is?
What do you mean it's just is?
Do the books go here or do they go here?
They go this, it's sideways.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that part. I didn't even know we were on our side.
Oh no, this is so confusing.
Okay, well, what were you going to say it needs to relax for you, Colleen, well, as you look at instructions? So I'm talking while you look at instructions.
I'm choking. What needs to relax, in my opinion, is the things at, okay, I've seen it at a few different establishments, but more recently, I've seen it, it was probably a few months ago, I went into a McDonald's. And
you went inside a McDonald's?
I know, crazy behavior.
Did it have a drive-thru?
No, so I had to go inside.
But isn't that...
And they had a machine.
I don't think you can go inside a McDonald's. Like if you're eating McDonald's,
I didn't eat it there.
But you like get it in drive-thru and you eat it in your car and shame.
I didn't eat it in there. I got it, whatever. The machines that are like, order here, they have them at airports a lot. Yeah. Like Shake Shack has it. I've seen
You worked at McDonald's for an afternoon.
But here's the thing. Like, I think that they have those to be more efficient or whatever.
No.
They make it 20 times slower. It is so much easier.
They don't have to pay employees is why they
But it's so much easier to go up to a person and go, hi, I'd like a cheeseburger and fries. Then go on that thing and try to figure out, because it shows you like the entire menu. It takes like 10 minutes to get just a simple thing ordered. I cannot stand those things. They make me so annoyed. That's my relax for the week. I'm like, ugh, they really bother me.
Your relax for the week is when you go inside a McDonald's by yourself and then have to put on the board your order and put it through.
Yes, I don't like that.
Yes. I find that doesn't work. Self-checkout in grocery stores, I like. Mm-hmm. Because then there's no line stress. Like I'm not like, oh, I picked the wrong line. You know what I mean? Because that is... It's on me. It's on me to check myself out as fast as I can. It's not about like which line I picked and the cashier. Because when they don't have self-checkout, that's all I think about.
Is how they're doing it too long?
It's how I've picked the wrong line. And I just watch other lines and I have cashier envy and line envy. And I can, it's like weird. I have like a photographic memory, but only when I can tell like who was in line when. And in the other lines, so I can tell how bad I picked the wrong line.
You do get mad about that. I feel like we've been in the grocery store before, and you'd be like, dang it, I should have picked that line. And it's like...
Because my only in this instance photographic memory knows that that guy got in line like 5 minutes after, like, you know, two people after me or whatever, and he's already checking out now. This just happened to me the other day.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was hard for me.
Well, I hope that you get through this hard time. I need a screwdriver, I think.
What kind?
I need a screwdrivery.
What kind? Name the two different types.
Oh, goodness, this is tricky.
Or two most popular types of screws. Andy woman.
What? A type of screw?
Yeah, screwdriver. Do you need a...
Screwdriver or a Phillips head?
Yeah, flathead or Phillips head?
Oh, I thought... I don't know what
or
I'm
saying. Or is it a Torx
screw? What did I do wrong here? Something's wrong.
Star?
Something's wrong.
Allen wrench?
That should be different.
In what way?
I don't know. I'm doing something wrong here.
Well, yeah, I was banging it, but you won't let me bang it. But
don't bang anything. No banging.
We can't bang it until we...
This needs to go
These ones
here.
Need the thingy.
Don't touch it. Here, I'm scared. Ah, I see. It's because that wasn't in the slit. See, this episode, if you're just listening, is all about slits and holes. Should we call it slits and holes? You know something we haven't talked about yet online, love?
What?
Wait. Is something we haven't talked about yet online is why we wanted to move.
Oh, those were the top comments.
Yeah, I keep saying, like, oh, I'll talk about it in a video later, and I never have, so maybe this is the time.
The top comment was, when are you going to give us the tea about the old house?
So I did give the tea on the SAS podcast, but I know that a lot of people aren't Patreon members, so I'll retell the story here, and Eric can chime in too. But
Vanessa too, please, can the next episode be why y'all moved? And what were the issues with the last house?
Okay.
I've been waiting so long for you to explain. I'm excited for a thick story.
Okay, there's so many elements
to
this story.
Is that something people say, that thick story?
I don't know. I guess that's what they're saying right now. So here's the tea. There's a lot of reasons why. Number one
ghost.
Is, not number one is in ghost. Number one is when we got the house. Here, Levy, will you screw in these two? I just put these bad boys in here. Wait, hold on. Where did I put? Yeah. So this guy goes.
Ow.
This guy and this guy needs.
You want me to screw those in? Yeah.
Yeah, they're... but be careful. Don't do them too tight.
No, I know.
Because then they'll explode the wood.
I'll do it gently.
Okay, yay.
I'll drill it gently.
So number one reason why we left. When we first got the house, we already had bad feelings about it. Like when we got the house, we were like, I had such a gut feeling to knock at that house, and I should have listened to it. I'm so pissed that I didn't listen to my instincts. But the house is really big, and I was like, oh, this is great, because I host all the family events, all the family get-togethers, all the family parties, Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, Easter, birthday parties, like it's all, I love doing that, and we have a huge family. And we had other people living with us, we had a nanny live with us for a while, we had my best friend living with us for a while, we had visitors all the time. And so I was so excited to host people in that big, great room. And we did, and it worked out, but then people started, Wait, hold on, sorry, I'm getting distracted.
She's lost control. I touched something.
No,
I touched something.
No. I just didn't want you to move on without doing the next part.
Well, we have to do these.
Yeah, but we have to screw these thingies in. So you have to screw in this guy right here.
Oh, do you have the thingies?
Yeah, there's this one, and that goes in this guy right here.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Just the one?
There's one here.
Well, there's two here.
There's one here, and there's one right here. This one, and the one you're doing.
We just do the one?
Well, you do it on the...
Oh, I see. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so anyway, so we got the house, and then family starts moving away. Like a huge chunk of my family of eight, moved to Spain, and other family, friends, people just kind of started drifting apart and moving to other places, and the family gatherings got smaller and smaller, and the house felt bigger and bigger. The layout of the house was not ideal. Like, it was... It was the weirdest maze. I just posted a house tour. I already put this one in.
Okay.
I already posted a house tour, so you can go see the layout if you want to. But it was like a big, huge, how would you describe it? Like a kind of like an L, but like an upstairs. Like to get to my office, if you didn't want to go outside, you had to go through the living room, up the stairs, over the kitchen, past all the bedrooms, down the stairs, and then back in to get to my office. Like, it was like a very bizarre, unfortunate layout. And if the kids wanted to play in the backyard, we couldn't see them unless we were in the backyard with them. If the kids wanted to play in the living room, you couldn't hear them unless you were in the kitchen or the living room. So it was hard to, like, even already.
It wasn't already, functional space, no matter what we.
Yeah, it was a challenge. And then just felt so big. No matter what we did, we couldn't keep it clean. It was too much space, it was too big.
It was too much house.
It was really expensive to upkeep. There was always problems, and it was a 100-year-old house.
It was 120 years old.
Right. So it was a very expensive garden to take care of, backyard to take care of.
All I did was clean, and I couldn't hear anybody.
And it never looked
except
clean.
Except for ghosts.
Yeah, and then that was the other thing, is ghosts. So wait, hold on, you have to make sure you're doing the right number, because that one goes on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
So this one, these two go in the middle.
Oh, yes, because, okay.
So the house just had bad vibes, like, and it was definitely haunted. Like, 100% that house was haunted. Even if people did not believe in spirits, ghosts, whatever, people who showed up at that house were like, there's definitely something weird going on here. Everyone who got there would experience some sort of weird vibes or paranormal feeling or just feel like something was off. But we, all the time, Eric and I, all the time, would see out of our peripheral vision like a shadow of a person standing down the hall,
and it was the turn weirdest thing. Look, out of the corner of your eye, you'd always see
like a person, like a shadow
something.
Of a man or like a standing person, like at the end of a hall, and you'd be like, ah, and you'd turn and look, and there'd be nothing there.
But I don't want to blame them.
Blame who? The ghosts?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not blaming
it's
the
not
ghosts.
Their fault. I just don't want anyone to. Yeah, anyways.
Well, I'm explaining why we had to go.
Yeah.
So, and bad stuff just kept happening there, like. I'm serious, guys. Like, and I started to think, like, is this place like haunted to the point where like we're like cursed? Like, people would come over and just bad things would happen to people who got there. Like, it was people. There were hospital trips that had to be had.
People were like, someone
broke
oh,
their,
oh, let me see your house. And like, my appendix burst.
Yeah, the like, second I came weird stuff would happen. Like, and it just. The vibes were off. I would hear kids talking and laughing that were not my children. I heard a woman straight up one night say, Colleen. Like, it was very, very
odd. Colleen?
She said my name, Colleen.
Oh, they said Colleen.
But it was very, very clear. Like, distinct. There was a voice that said my name. It was not in my head. It was out loud to the point where I was like, hello? Hello? Who's there? Who's there? And I looked everywhere. Everyone was asleep. I heard big, like, sounded like some sort of a deep drum that would drum in the middle of the night. So this goes this way.
Are you gatekeeping the hardware?
No, I'm not gatekeeping hardware. Our alarms are going off. Anyway, it was just full of bad vibes. And the house was expensive, and it was too much space, and there were so many renovations we wanted to do on the house, but we never could because the house was so old. It was over 100 years old. It was like a historical location.
You would need some
so
like,
we needed
permits.
So many permits, and we needed so, like there was so much you would have to do just to like change any like literally anything because it was like known as a historical property because it was so old. I bet anyone listening overseas is like, what are you talking about? 100 years is not old. But in America, that's very old.
And at first you're like, oh, that's cool. And then you realize, you can't.
Right. So,
poop without a permit.
And so it was like, it was just hard to get anything to happen. Like, we couldn't change most of the house. You couldn't change a lot of it because it was a historical landmark, I guess, because of its age. And it wasn't a historical landmark in the sense that like it was a museum and people would come look at it. It was just like, they wanted to preserve it, which we respected and tried to do with it. But that was hard. There were a lot of renovations we wanted to make and we couldn't because, I mean, we probably could have if we went through all of the nightmare headache of like getting the permits and whatnot, but we wanted to open up the kitchen to like the backyard area so that we could be an in and out family. And already in this house, like this new house, it's a trillion times better. The feeling, the vibes, the right love, like
we're an in and out family now.
It's
not the burger.
That's
what you said.
It is so much more comfortable. It feels safe. It feels like our kids, I've never experienced this in my life, and I can't believe we've been living without this for so long. But I've heard of and know of people, I have friends and family and whatever, who their kids wake up and they'll come wake you up, whatever, and then they'll go and they'll play like in the next room, in the living room, and you can still hear them. You can be in the kitchen, you could be in your bedroom, and you could hear your kids throughout the house, but they want to go play. They want to go play and they want to play with each other. I've never had that experience before.
And you can hear them.
And you can hear them. At that house, the kids, when they would wake up, they were like, I have to be with mommy. I have to be with daddy. I don't know how to play by myself. I don't know how to play with my siblings. I only want to play with my mommy and daddy. I won't go downstairs without them. I won't go to the living room. I won't go to my room. I won't go anywhere without them because the house was too big and it was kind of scary. And so they wouldn't do anything by themselves in that house. And now at this house, it's like, we all wake up And the kids, oftentimes they'll wake up and we have cameras all over the house too, so like we'll hear that they've woken up and Eric will look on the cameras and he'll see them like playing in the playroom or playing in their bedrooms. And like, they'll come wake us up and be like, morning, love you. And then they'll, let's go play. And they run and go play. And then we can like lay in bed.
Till 7:30.
But like, I've never experienced that. And I've always been so jealous of people who like their kids will wake them up and then they'll just like, they'll go play with each other. Like that has never been our experience as parents ever. Like
it's honestly shocking that they're like, I'm going to go play in my room.
That like, and they love their bedrooms. Like at the old house, they wouldn't go to the rooms without us. They'd be like, I don't want to go without
you.
They
were only in the rooms to sleep. They were in the rooms from 8 p.m. till 6 a.m.
And
that's it.
They love their bedrooms. Speaking of, they're coming in the house. It's bath time. I have to give them a bath. But yeah, it's like a world of difference. All right, guys, it's later and we just gave the kids a bath and it's just crazy chaos out there.
Like, why do you keep missing episodes?
Everyone's yelling, screaming, running around, having a blast. Eric's parents are in town, which has been so fun. And they're doing story time. And we thought for the remainder of the episode, we're just going to sit in Maisie's room with Minnie and hang out with you guys instead of try to follow instructions. I think it was stressing me out too much.
The bookshelf was getting a little...
I'm too stressed to do it that way, but I need to figure out how to calm down in those scenarios.
Wasn't the project. It wasn't the right project
For the pod?
For the environment.
But I do want to fully explain... Sorry. I want to explain why we moved fully. Like, I know I just kind of explained, but the top reasons are, number one, the house is too big. We can never keep it clean.
Layout.
It was expensive. The layout didn't make sense for us.
Never felt right.
It never felt right. And it was haunted. While we did have great memories there, and I'm so grateful for our time there.
You should be like, you know what I love about this house is that one tree in the backyard where you put up the hammock.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That was a great, great tree.
When I think about that house, I think about the Australian tea tree in the backyard and putting that hammock up there and laying out there with the kids. That's what I think about. I don't think about, you know?
Yeah. I feel like when I think about that house, I have great memories there. I also have really bad memories there. But I have also... I just think of it, it was just always felt dirty. Like it felt like no matter how much we cleaned it, it still felt dirty. So we're so much happier here. We love it here. And it feels so much better. It doesn't feel like that heavy feeling of like we were haunted is gone. Although I will admit that even though I think the last house was haunted, I never felt like scared. Like, of whatever was haunting it. I just felt like I didn't belong there. I felt like it wasn't my house, that I was intruding on someone else's space.
Yeah, that's a good way to explain it, yeah.
It felt like, I'm sorry I'm here, I'm sorry, like, I shouldn't be here. But I didn't feel like they were trying to scare me. I never felt scared when I felt a presence or whatever.
It felt like a part-time job, you know what I mean?
Part-time?
It was
a full-time job.
No, just meaning like you're like, I'm not going to be here forever. Like, I get it. Yeah, I understand how to lock up and like how you want me to like sweep the floor. But like, I'm not working here forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is a strange feeling to have when you're like, have young children and are trying to build a forever home.
And we did think it would be our forever home when we first got it. We were like, okay, this is our forever home. And then after living there for a while, it was like, oh, this is not our forever home.
Yeah.
We got to go. And then it took a while to go. Because we couldn't find the right place. We never got that feeling with any home, like, oh, this is where we should go to. And we're so grateful that, like, we're able to get a home at all.
Well, I don't know if people... Yeah, we were looking for, like, almost 2 years.
Yeah,
like, we knew it wasn't right, and then we were looking for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, the hardest part about leaving it, like, I wasn't sad to leave it. I haven't missed it at all. The only things that were hard about leaving it was like leaving it felt like leaving it behind like all these memories, not leaving it behind, but just like, I mentioned this in my tour video of like the tour of the house. Love is
you
that
started,
I felt
you started
like,
showing it to me and I couldn't even really watch it. It was like I felt like very emotional.
Right.
But watching it.
I felt like when I was doing the tour of the house, that video, I explained that like, since part of my family is in Spain now, and I was really close with my niece and nephews who are now, and my brother and sister-in-law that are in Spain now. I felt like really overwhelmed with memories and how much I missed them when I was going through the house. So that was a hard goodbye, but also genuinely the hardest part about leaving that house was feeling like so sad about Gus.
Like, that was the hardest part for me, leaving the house. I was sad to leave the backyard, sure, but, like, it's a beautiful backyard, but, like, it was a lot of work, and, you know, but I wasn't, like, necessarily super sad to leave the backyard. I mean, if you watched my video of like the tour of the
day,
house, you
like, what do you mean, like, one day he'd come back, or that, like,
yeah,
that
because
was, like, the last...
Yeah, because there was no closure, and maybe other people out there who've lost, had a pet, like, run away or and has been lost... Maybe you can relate to this. I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong. But, like, because there's no closure, we have no idea what happened. I think I will always hold on to hope that, like, someone's going to call me one day.
Yeah, I think if I ever, well, when I do drive through that neighborhood, I'll be looking for him.
But, like, always. I know. Yeah. But Gus, like, he was, I don't know. He's, like, such a part of our family. And it was so sad when he was gone. And I feel like I will forever hold out hope that, you know, he somehow will find him again, even though it's been almost 2 years that he's since he left. But I also think it was hard to leave that house because I thought, like, well, what if he does wander back to this house one day and we're not here? Like, that was really a sad thought for me. And, like, that was the hardest goodbye was, like, the thought of Gus. That was the hardest part for me of leaving that house.
Oof.
I was really sad about that. But yeah. But he is microchipped and he has a collar with our information on it. And I'm still hoping that someday, I mean, the best case scenario is some, like, old lady or some sweet family or something found him and brought him in. And he's, like, living his best life somewhere with a family. And, like, somehow his collar got off or something right before he got to someone's house.
I like to think he's so handsome.
He is so handsome.
That, like, rough around the edges, but, like, so handsome that, like, yeah. Someone, like, was like, you know what? He's big and strong and a little bit feisty, but, like, he's so handsome.
We
have to take care of this guy.
Yes.
And he's okay. I think that's what I
think. I hope so. But that was the hardest goodbye of that house. And, yeah, those are all the reasons. I did explain all these things on the SAS podcast, I think the last episode. I can't remember when that was. Or live stream or something. I don't know when. But I did talk about it before on there, but I wanted to explain it here, too, because I keep saying I will. Is there any other things that... You could think of reasons why. I mean, there's so many reasons why we left that house.
There are, but somebody bought it. You know what I mean? So I don't want to...
Yeah, well, it's not like it's a bad house. It's a cool house. It just wasn't right for us.
And make it your own.
It just wasn't right for us because of the layout, and we have young kids, and...
I think that's basically
it. The space, and...
Yeah, functional space, and having young children playing outside, and being and knowing where they are, and yeah.
Yeah. And haunted.
And haunted, yeah. I wonder if they'll watch this.
I hope not. I don't know if someone ever... Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, that's the reason. And we have to put our children to bed. So we're going to do that.
Wait.
Now.
You're ending the episode?
Is that okay? Why? Did you have something else to say?
I did. I have a surprise.
Oh, what?
While I was unpacking... today, one of the boxes, I saw someone comment that, like, they're like, oh, well, we moved 2 years ago and we're still unpacking boxes, or 10 years ago, like, I think I saw that, and now I'm finding, because the boxes are all mixed up, that there's boxes from our LA house mm-hmm. that we never unpacked when we moved to our new place,
right,
that are now here, and it's like, we never saw them. And then I saw this trophy that says Spit Champion and Def Not a B Word.
Oh my gosh.
Lovey Tournament established 2018.
Oh my gosh.
And then I found these two decks of cards.
Is that the name of the card game? Is Spit?
That's what you told me it was.
Oh my gosh.
Is it not?
It probably is. I just forgot.
I remember I had this made.
It's a trophy.
And so I thought we'd end with a quick game of Spit.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And just so you know, for the listener, there might be a lot of bleeps because when I play this game with Colleen, she's so aggressively good at it that I violently swear.
Yeah, sometimes. Mostly you just tell me I'm cheating.
The only time the reason it says that on the trophy is because the only time in our entire relationship, almost a decade, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That I've called you the B word.
Yes.
Was actively playing this game.
Yes. And
if I did it any other time.
And I was like, you are not allowed to say that word.
Right. And if I did it any other time.
At
over.
Me. Yeah. No, definitely. And you never have, I will say. Here, let's smooth out the carpet.
Do you have a thing about that?
About what? Smoothing out carpet?
About carpets not being smooth?
Well, when I'm playing a card game, I'd like not a ripple in the rug. I don't want a ripple in the rug.
Oh, so, okay. So remind the listener, this is a card game where you...
How do I explain this card game? We're going to have four
We got many here refereeing.
This is a very good game.
Yes, but also with a kitten, I'm sure there will be nothing will happen.
Minnie's not going
to
let us
out. So you each put out four cards.
Okay, we're putting out four cards, and then we have two piles, and you can... There's going to be... We both have a deck of cards in our hands.
Yes.
We put down one card. We have four piles of cards.
You lay out four cards,
flip over four cards, and then...
We think it's called spit.
And from our deck that we're holding in our hand, we put a card in the middle, in between our two sets. And then you can play on top of the cards in the middle... Why am I explaining this?
With the four cards you
have. As if this is going to be helpful to people.
Because we want to explain the game.
You can go up or down. So if there's a nine, you can put a 10 or you can put an 8.
Right. And then once your card from the four, you can reset those cards. You can put a new card. You can only have four at a time.
I'm just thinking about every time someone has explained.
I really wanted Minnie to be here for this. Come here, Minnie.
Me. She's probably pooping. Every time someone's ever explained rules to me, card game, board game, whatever, my mind goes, wah, 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 wah.
That's the thing. Explaining
card
game rules.
And I'm just thinking about, why are we doing this? Imagine the worst podcast possibly imagine. It would be someone just explaining a card game rules.
Yeah, I want it to be alone with you, and so... Minnie, come here.
You want to be alone
with me? I want it to be alone with you, so I thought, I'll bring up a card game on the podcast, and then no one will listen. And it'll be just me and you. Minnie, ready? This is going to get exciting.
All right, here we go. Ready, Levy? Let's play.
Yes.
Here we go. So there's a 10, so I'm putting my 9. Oh, stop. I messed up already. Oh, he already said a bad word. Lovey, the bad words. So neither of us can go, so then we flip
a
new card.
So you clear the pile.
That's how Eric plays, but then you put a new card, and then you can keep going if you can, which neither of us can. Let's keep going. I'm trying to narrate it because I'm so stressed about the idea of it just being silent while we play.
Uh-huh. Well,
so now we're flipping. Oh, I got to look at that. 4-3-2 right away.
Stop it.
Nothing
stop.
Else.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Yay.
No, yes.
Yay.
No, you weren't there.
Yes, I was.
No, you're not there now.
Now I wait. He got a king. Oh, you can put your ace down. You can put your two, and I can put my three. You can put your four, and you can put your three. I can put my king.
Yep. You're just proving how good you are at this game.
No, I'm just explaining the rules because you got an ace. You can put your ace down and your king down. I'm helping you now.
Guys, if I win...
Well, because
it'll be mine.
I've been telling you what to do.
No, you can say that I deserve it.
So should we just be in silence? It's a podcast.
It's okay.
I don't want to be silent.
Something should happen right now.
Yes, you have a lot of moves you can do.
Lovey, are you going to lose?
No, I don't know. Maybe I could, I guess.
I think you might.
Go on, put your queen down. Oh, there comes Minnie. Minnie's attacking.
I knew this was going to happen. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Are we really gonna do an episode where we're just playing a card game and not talking?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I don't know.
I'm asking.
I feel like I'm winning so far.
Is this something you want to listen to?
I feel like I'm winning so far.
I feel like I need feedback from the audience. I need to know.
I was there.
Yeah, you were.
I was there. I'm there.
I just needed to know if I should keep going with this or not.
I feel like you're stressed because you're like, oh no, I'm actually losing.
No, I'm not
You're
stressed
actively
about
losing this time. And okay. It's got to be really hard for you. I'm sorry, love.
Yeah.
Can you go?
Nope. Oh, you won! Good job, Levy.
I still got one card.
You won. Oh, you won! You won the game!
Oh,
you won
God.
It! Oh. Good job, Levy. You did it. You finally won.
Are you so sad?
No, I'm
she beats
excited
me.
For you.
She beats me 9 times out of 10.
Probably more than that.
You can say more?
I think so. I'm very proud of you. Good job.
The ego is shaken.
Good job, Lovey. You did it.
This was a podcast.
Sure was.
Play cards. I knew she'd attack. I thought she'd attack them.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you did, you know what? Honestly, if you made it this far in this episode of our podcast, you are an OG. You're a trooper.
What did? We kind of put together a part of a bookshelf.
I think we put the front of a shelf on. We didn't even do it. But I'll keep working on that later tonight. But we played a card. I don't know that anyone has ever played cards on a podcast episode of something before.
Sorry.
No, we should win a trophy for the first time that's ever happened.
Well, I won a trophy, but yeah.
Yeah, sure. But thank you for watching and listening, and we'll see you next week. Hopefully, I'll be a little bit more focused.
Yeah, maybe we'll sit down and talk about things.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.